Thank you for coming along to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. There is a wonderful online publication called Culture Sonar, cool stuff to see, hear, read, and do. That's the tagline. Something to very much check out. But every week here at America Weekend, one of the friends that contributes is Culture Sonar's founder and chief head guy, Al Katabiani. And this week on America Weekend, Al talks about women in television and how it has changed over the years. Al?
For most of its history, TV has really been a men's club. There have been lots of female stars, of course, but the folks making the decisions are almost always guys. Sure, there have been exceptions from Lucille Ball to Oprah Winfrey, but we have finally reached a moment when lots of talented women are calling the creative shots. And that's really something to celebrate. Culture Sonar's own Celie Schumer has written about several uber-talented women showrunners. So let's profile a few of them here. Don't let the title put you off. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is crazy smart and viciously funny. Plus, it's a musical. That's right, fans of Smash and Glee, you've got a new show to watch, only this time the songs are filthy and darkly self-aware. Rachel Bloom, who gained recognition with her satirical YouTube videos, joined forces with screenplay queen Aline Brosh McKenna, she did The Devil Wears Prada, to create this really unique sitcom. In the process, Bloom has taken home a Golden Globe and a Critics' Choice Award. Not bad for a first-timer. Over on Comedy Central, Another Period is maybe the most ludicrous series currently on TV. It's part Keeping Up with the Kardashians and part Downton Abbey, set in turn-of-the-century Rhode Island. Natasha Leggero and Ricky Lindholm inject subtly brilliant commentary into their hysterical mishmash, while an amazing cast, including Mad Men's Christina Hendricks, shows a level of committing to the bit rarely seen outside improv. Give it a minute. It's totally worth it. Another female showrunner team, Ilana Glazer and Abby Jacobson, have built Broad City into a hit by letting their freak flags fly entirely on their own terms. The premise is straightforward. Two BFFs make their way in New York City. The execution, on the other hand, is not. Who else has storylines involving Airbnb criminals, for example? There's a reason that the Broad City Q&A was the most attended event at the Tribeca Film Festival last spring. These girls have struck a nerve. Difficult People is Julie Klausner's first stint as a showrunner and as a leading lady. She and co-star Billy Eichner are at once the worst people you've ever met and the witty friend you only wish you had. Nothing is sacred for these queens of complaining. Not children, not a funeral, not even Hamilton. As Klausner repeatedly proves, you can say pretty much anything if you're funny enough. On Netflix's Lady Dynamite, Maria Bamford shares showrunner duties with a guy, Mitch Hurwitz, but the show reflects her truly quirky vision. The comedian plays a mostly exaggerated version of herself in a darkly funny story dealing with fame, mental illness, and the nature of comedy. The show pokes relentless fun at its own comedian autobiography sitcom genre, and that's a big part of its charm. The best way to watch reality television without guilt is probably to watch Unreal, a wicked tribute to it. This Lifetime series is loosely based on creator Sarah Gertrude Shapiro's experience as a producer on The Bachelor. A newcomer to showrunning, Shapiro paired up with an old pro, Marit Noxon, whose credits include Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And together, these two knock it out of the park. Finally, there's Issa Rae. As the creative force behind The Misadventures of Awkward Black Girl, she's got a lot of people buzzing. And that buzz seems likely to continue, maybe even to grow to swarm-worthy proportion, since HBO has finally got this woman headlining in her own show, Insecure, which debuts on October 9th. So the next time you hunker down with some snacks and your Apple TV remote, add a little feminism to your binge with the brainchildren of these first-time lady showrunners. You can dig deeper and find other cool stuff to see, hear, read, and do by visiting culturesonar.com or our Facebook page, gender neutrally called Culture Sonar.
Thank you, Al Karabiani, for that insightful report. And as Al mentioned, you can check out all of his different avenues to reach him, and I hope you will. CultureSonar.com is the place to go. And this is the place, America Weekend, every weekend for interesting conversation, interviews, experts, and much more. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Welcome.
Think Green with Harrison.
Harrison with you. Nothing like tossing one of those long-burning artificial logs onto the fire on a cold night. But now you can enjoy the extended heat with an added bonus and fragrance. It's called the Java Log.
Which is, and the sister brand is Pine Mountain. They actually make pine logs that you can burn that are completely green. They're eco-friendly. In fact, the Java Log smells like...
Getting excited about this. I like it.
It smells like a coffee roast, which is just incredible.
J.R. Savitt, eco-marketer. The fun thing about you green products is they often exceed the luxury and standards of the old off-the-shelf versions and often come at a price equally as satisfying. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's the Oakland Raiders' all-time winningest coach with 103 wins. He went on to have an incredible three-decade career as a broadcaster.
And when he's in there, this is one kind of defense. And when he's in there, not in there, it's not as good. I mean, it's not the same defense.
So where is John Madden now? John's no longer on television, but he's still on the air, contributing to a weekly radio show in San Francisco. John also owns Goal Line Productions, a Bay Area video production facility. Plus, he's a real estate investor owning several vineyards and almond orchards. And John's announcing style continues to live on thanks to comedian Frank Caliendo.
That means if a guy's running, they blow the whistle, you can keep playing. I mean, look out, boom, you can still get it.
Sounds like John Madden to me. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.